Lynn?
Oh, did you just...
I have my feet prepared today. I'm going. My husband, quick, never is going to happen. I have a photo program where I used to do a program called Talking Book here at the African American Children. Never also had a good time doing that. Just started a radio career from my experience with Take Their Care. I want to know today if African Mental Liberation Weekend will be put on the agenda at your next meeting or at some point very soon, because there's a lot of interest, obviously, and there has been no due process. Due process with KKK, of all the radio stations I've been involved with, KKK when it stands for freedom of speech, what radio station does? This station has got to stand for something. And if you don't agree, but I just think if you can't agree with the things that I hear, but I agree with the fact that being here is a very point of view. So why not, if, you know, for someone here who's someone thinks they're homophobic, let's set up a debate. That's what KKK is there right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there a Murray Quintus? Murray Quintus?
Murray Cook.
Okay. Nancy Kent has spoken. Lerner Goody has spoken. Last name, Levinson.
Lerner's not spoken.
Oh, Lerner has not spoken. Go ahead.
The next item on the next meeting is generally the Internet Program Council. I have quite a bit to say about this. I have not been to say it in a long time that I have here. Since the Program Council is legitimately involved in this, I would suggest that the next meeting where we take this up, we reserve a certain amount of time specifically for the Interim Program Council to speak and present a very complicated case about what should be done with the Interim Program Council or some I'm going to use my time to ask for that specific time. And I also wanted to say one thing about this African mental liberation, which seems like a topic for the Program Council, and I think it's very much needed, and I hope we can facilitate getting the Program Council together as quickly as possible so that we can resolve these issues.
I'll put you next time. Thank you. Okay, now, is there a Minol Levinson and M? Oh, so, okay, very good. Maynard, I'm sorry, I couldn't even read that. Lawrence has spoken, Michael Novick has spoken. Bernie?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
This is Bernie Heisenberg. Quickly, in respect to programs, I want to mention the absence of programs in context of rational thinking and the value of skepticism in contrast to some of the spiritual, search-oriented programs that are on the air. But what I really wanted to say right now was that I think that this board right now is sitting in abrogation of its duty, because there's a resolution that you have omitted. This is very similar to the Bush union elections in Florida. You guys have voted illegally on PLD members, and Leslie Bradford's motion to revoke directors needs to be considered immediately. This is really critically important. That means, because there was, it's a big issue, but it's very clear to me that there were votes for Leslie. She did not accept the nomination, and the ultimate voting count would have been changed.
That is an agenda item of the... That is an agenda item for this board. But not, unfortunately, not today. Linda Crossman?
Oh, hi. I'm Linda Crossman. I was voted first one, actually, on the Program Council. I'm very glad to meet you all. And, I just wanted to reiterate what Leonard said, that there should be a sufficient amount of time dedicated to the Program Council at the next meeting. I also know there are several resolutions concerning how to integrate the newly elected body into the working of the KKK machinery. I'm new to this. A lot of terminology to me is unfamiliar. I don't know the history. Frankly, from what I hear about the history, I would like to start here and move forward and not deal with the history at all. I'm interested, as my statement said, in learning about other communities, what communities should teach each other and we should all move forward in a progressive way in creating a clear relationship. I would like to, however, ask that these resolutions somehow be made available. I know the day's resolution is only available to speak about it. I have a copy of Sherman's resolution. When you're really has a resolution, which only he is a time, I'm sorry, I'm a little too deal with that. I somehow would like to get copies of it so we could send.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Linda. Now, let me explain something that we have to do right now. First of all, the chair would entertain any motion regarding the next meeting of this body. Because I'm sorry to say, out of respect to the Southern California Library for Social Studies and Research, we have an obligation to leave at 5 o'clock. In the future, we'll try to get venues where we don't have kind of this kind of crunch. First of all... the board is saying, oh no, we want the credit. Let's go around to David Adelson over next meeting. David.
The issue that was raised about by Bernie about this issue of a revote, even if we agreed to do it, we couldn't revote today because it requires notice. So if we're going to consider the motion for revote, then in the noticing of the meeting, we should also notice that in the event that that motion is considered and passes, the revote would happen then. Otherwise, you couldn't have the revote. So in the notice of meeting, it should say in the event that the board approves the revote, that revote will be taken at that time.
Right. So the motion, but the agenda item today was motion to revote directors by Radford. You're saying that was not an appropriate posting.
Oh, you can't. You couldn't have revoted it. Instead, you could have voted
to revote.
And then on the other side of it, we have to know that there's both the delegate meeting and the LSD meeting, so we can deal with any other stuff that people bring.
Very good. Is there any motion on this body's next meeting? Sure enough.
I move that the next meeting be on March 11th, which enables us to have the 10 days notice, the presentation of the agenda, and there will be two major agenda items, the instructions, the discussion of P&D, and the whole issue of the program of the committee and the IMC.
All right. Now, clearly, we don't have to set the agenda, but Sherna is saying for sure that those two items would be on it. We also have other... Yeah, priority. Is that seconded? Yeah, let me explain what's happened. The library has asked us to leave by 5, and now we have to set the next meeting. I would encourage people at the meeting on the 11th to come very early and find the person taking public comment sign-ups. And we're going to do it in a more organized way because this was kind of jumbled a bit. I'm sorry. Now, wait a moment. I'm going to have to recognize people. Hold it. One moment. Let me ask now, is there a second to Sherna's motion?
Which was, we need to know what day of the week is.
Thursday night.
I can't make a motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I can't make a motion.
Oh, okay. Sonali has pointed out, she is a director, she's pointed out she cannot attend a meeting on the evening of March 11th if that influences our decision. And it might. Let's go now to comments by members.
John, can we have clarification on the meeting?
I know. That's why I'm trying to get order for you. One moment, Ed. All right, now wait. Excuse me, Sherna. One moment. It's been moved and seconded that Thursday, March 11th in the evening is our meeting. Now let's go to Ed for comment on the motion which has been seconded.
I think it should be Wednesday, still 10 days, and it gives a lot more time for people to make it out to Berkeley or do whatever they have to do in order to facilitate problems. The first meeting starts Friday morning.
how are you going to object to something you know?
I can't understand that.
Okay. Now, people, this substitute motion must be dealt with before we go back to the original motion. It's accepted as a friendly amendment. Now the motion is to meet on the 10th, which is Wednesday in the evening, on the 10th. That's been already been moved, seconded, so now we're going to further discussion. Leslie.
I will not be able to make it on the 10th.
Nor will I. I'm knowing about the 11th.
Okay. Now we come into what is a common dilemma, that no evening is available for everyone. Well, okay, we have a motion on the floor. We have a motion on the floor that the meeting be Wednesday the 10th in the evening. It's still on the floor. So is there any further discussion? It's been moved and seconded. So do you want to make a comment that you cannot be there? Just
I cannot be there.
You can.
I cannot be here.
Okay.
I can be here.
Wait. Let's just... Jane has the floor. Are you finished?
Yes.
Yeah. And now, raise your hands. Let's go to Harrison.
Is it in order to move the substitute motion to go back to Thursday?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
You can only have two substitute motions, then no more. Robert's rules only allow two, so that would be appropriate. Keep in mind that Sonali has said that she is not available. She is a director, and if we're going to tell the directors how to behave in Berkeley, it might be good to have her there. Yes.
My event is at 7. If it happens earlier in the day, I can definitely make it, but as long as I'm in Pasadena by 7 p.m., So if we can do it March 11th, but early.
Okay. Let me just get a sense of the body, because this is tricky on a work day. How many could attend a meeting at 5:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, March 11th? 5:30. How many could? Okay, hands down. How many definitely could not do that?
See, that really cuts in heavily, doesn't it?
Because it's a work day. And we couldn't do this in an hour. If you have to be in Pasadena by 7:30. By 7. Well, no, that won't work. Okay, we still have a motion on the floor. We still have a motion. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Shall we? Okay, sure enough.
I would like someone to be diverse from the bylaws. Let us know what the absolute dinner point is. Is it 10 days or not? If it's not, then we can carry
Jerry.
Yeah. 7 days' notice is adequate with unanimous consent. Otherwise, it's 10 days.
Yeah, that is not a. Yeah, we can do that. We can get the place. We can get the agenda. So, what are you thinking of to do it? Next Sunday, that would be 7 days. Okay.
No, you need 7 days.
Well, let me ask this just to get this going, because we have to get out of here. How many could do it next Tuesday? That's more than 7 days. Raise your hands if you can do it at 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
March 9th.
The 9th. March 9th. Well, it would be 7 o'clock. It appears as though virtually everyone is available on Tuesday, March the 9th. Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask if there's unanimous consent to waive the 10-day posting period and reduce it to 7. If you agree...
Wait, excuse me. You can't do that. You have to specify the date.
Well, we are.
Unanimous consent.
Okay, we're specifying Tuesday, March 9th, 7 p.m. Am I correct, Jim? Is that right?
That's what he said.
Well, we are.
He wasn't delegate, but he is.
I know.
I'd like to propose Sunday, which gives us time, because we're going to have to deal with this program council thing. The delegate thing is going to be a lot of time next Sunday. We're already notified. We're already here to be notified.
Okay. May I ask this question? If we set it for a week from today, we would have to post it tonight on the website.
I'm not on the website.
Now, Madeline, where's Madeline? This is the person who can do that. You're going back to the station. If we decide to meet next Sunday, well, we haven't decided. If we decide to meet, you can post it as a post. That would be a 7-day post. Can you do that?
It would be read on the air tonight.
And read on the air tonight. So, inasmuch, and we're going to go to Jane, you're next. Inasmuch as Madeline has the capacity to go right to the station and do this, we're now just on a technicality. The chair would entertain a substitute motion to do it Sunday, a week from today, March 7th. Oh, that's John Hilson's memorial at Crescent. I have to go to that. It would have to be late. Okay, I'm chair. I'll set a time. Hope I can get there. No. Okay, so Sunday. Any objection? Is there any objection now to setting it for next Sunday, March 7th? Well, I would suggest 3 p.m.
Yes.
Anyone upset with that? 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Could you do it better?
3:30?
Okay, 3:30, Sunday, March 7th. We'll set a time. Oh, that's right. What about 3:30? 3:30. Now, okay, ladies and gentlemen, one moment. David Adelson has the floor for a very important announcement. Let's get very quiet. Go ahead, David. Well, I for one believe that we need to honor and respect listener sponsors to give at least a 7-day notice. I mean, I think if we start compromising here, it would be bad. The chair recognizes Bill. You can't do it Sunday? Okay. The chair recognizes Jane. Jane has the floor.
I would suggest that, and to Sunday, this next thing is really vitally important, that we do not get a place that we're restricted by hours.
All right. The motion is Sunday, March 7th. What is it? We have to let them speak up. Oh, yes, I see. Okay. All those in favor of Sunday, March 7th, 3 or 3:30? Let's say 3:30. Sunday, March 7th. All right, one moment. Margaret is asking people who cannot make it on Sunday to raise your hands now. If you cannot make it on March 7th, Sunday, raise your hand. Okay, go Diego, Harrison. You know, the big problem here is there isn't a single day where everyone is free. Okay, I'm going to ask you to vote. How many are in favor of March 7th at 3:30? Raise your hand.
What about Tuesday?
I'm going to take a vote. I'm sorry?
No, it's just great.
I'm sorry, and I can't hear you. What?
3 o'clock.
Oh, 3 o'clock. All right. We'll say 3 o'clock. Okay, how many? One, two, three, four.
Down.
Oh, five, six, seven, eight, nine. How many oppose that motion? One, two, three, four, five, six. How many abstentions? One, two, three.
But we didn't check Tuesday.
Well, the motion passes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The motion passes. The next meeting would be Sunday, March 7th. Great. Oh, no, wait a moment. Let me get clarity. It takes unanimous consent to even set the time and date?
No, it takes unanimous consent to waive the 10-day advance notice. So if anybody doesn't agree to that,
oh, I see.
Then it can't be done. And when you do that vote, the vote is not to you waive it, and then you pick a date after you waive. You have to waive it in favor of the date.
Yeah, okay, then we really cannot set the next meeting. All right, then let's take a look at Tuesday. What's the date, Tuesday? What's the date on Tuesday?
The 9th.
All right, Tuesday is March 9th. Tuesday is March 9th. Well, it's going to be hard to get unanimous consent.
You can have unanimous consent to wait 10 days and then have
to... Well, that's what I thought, David. Yeah, that's what I thought. Let me get clarity here.
Ask for unanimous consent.
Yeah, we're only asking for unanimous consent to waive the 10-day closing period. We don't have to have unanimous consent on the date and time. We have voted to waive the 10-day posting period to only 7 days. But now, all right, one moment. Okay. Yeah, we simply have to. The problem we're facing is that the library wants us out immediately. That's right. All right. Inasmuch as we have waived the 10-day posting, we're only now looking at the date and time. I actually thought we had this. Now let's go to Tuesday. Are you saying Tuesday the 9th?
What I'm suggesting is we never touched on Monday and we have Tuesday. David might be able to cancel. And we're losing many members over there as opposed to David who may be able to cancel. So why Tuesday?
Is that Tuesday then?
Let's
Let's just vote. Okay, let's look at Tuesday. How many favor a meeting Tuesday night at 7 o'clock? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All right, it will be Tuesday night. Madeline, you got all of that. Chair would entertain a motion. Okay. I think the board will definitely indulge you there. The board will indulge you there. A motion to adjourn.
Where?
We don't have a venue. We're going to have to announce the venue. We don't have a venue. Okay. Yeah, we could do. Motion to adjourn. Seconded. Is it seconded? Bill Gallego seconds the motion that Jan made to adjourn. The meeting is adjourned.